This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 9, 2009. Three-personed God. The scripture is Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. The Spirit of God descended on him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son." Christians confess their faith in God the Father. Other major religions, such as Judaism and Islam, do the same. But Christians go on to confess faith in God the Son. Then they go further to confess faith in God the Holy Spirit. Christians confess a three-personed God. This declaration of the triune God is where Christians part ways with Jews, Muslims, and people of other faiths. Although some suggest that the Christian faith would be more attractive if it dropped the teaching of the Trinity, Christians have unflinchingly maintained their commitment to God as Father, Son, and Spirit. Why? For one reason, it's taught in Scripture. At Jesus' baptism, all three persons are clearly present and active. The Son steps into the waters, the Spirit descends, and the Father speaks. To abandon the teaching of the Trinity is to abandon the honest truth God reveals about Himself. But there is also a very personal reason Christians hold to faith in a triune God. The truth of the Trinity connects with the way we experience salvation. We pray to the Father, who is above us. We confess the Lordship of the Son, who has come to stand beside us. And we experience the life of the Divine Spirit, who lives within us and sustains our Christian walk. In Christ, and by the power of the Spirit, give thanks today for the God who is beyond all human definitions. Would you pray with me? Eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your mystery we cannot fathom, yet you have come to us in all your fullness to fill us with your life. We offer you all praise. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.